417 at KNX. This time every Tuesday and Friday, we answer your questions about coronavirus presented by covidclinic.org. Send us those questions, corona questions, at KNX1070.com. With us again today, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again. LA County health officials say the first two shipments of coronavirus vaccine should be here by the end of the month, but we really can't let our guard down, can we?
No, we really can't. We know that according to the CDC recommendations, these vaccines are going to frontline healthcare workers and they're going to patients who are in nursing homes, the two groups that are really in need of a vaccine. We, as the general public, those who aren't on the front lines, may not see vaccine doses for quite some time. And because of this surge, we have to be more careful, more proactive, more inventive than ever before.
So give me the family doctor to patients, and you know, you're not a supervisor, you're not one of the city health officials in the government, but the doctor to the patient, what do I do over the next few weeks, given what is out there in the community and the holidays coming up and saying, you know, all these gatherings, they need to be cut down on because look at the case rates.
Yeah, well, your listeners know very well what to do because we've been going over this. We've stressed it, and following that advice is what's going to keep them safe. It's what kept, you know, those who haven't gotten COVID safe so far. It is maintaining your social distancing, staying within your bubble. A lot of my patients are doing that, and it's been hard on them because people want to get together. But they're staying firm. They know what the risks are, and those who are vulnerable have no issue, no real way to get out there, especially right now. The city is on fire with COVID, as is the state, and there's nothing safe out there. But, you know, you clean your hands, you clean the air that you breathe as well as you clean your hands with a good filter over your mouth, a proper mask like we talked about, put a proper air filter in the room. That's your best, you know, way of protecting yourself and those that you love. The other thing that's important to know is that there are additional things that you can do to stay safe. And one of those is to get yourself tested for antibodies. So many people have had this now. If you have antibodies, you may be protected from getting COVID again and be able to be the runner. Go out, go to get people's groceries or goods from stores and not be able to bring back COVID.
Now, isn't that immunity short-lived, though?
We do enjoy those for many months, perhaps at least 6 or more. And two recent you enjoy those for many months, perhaps at least 6 or more. And two recent studies, very interesting, came out showing that in a camp, overnight camp, summer camp in Wisconsin, a bunch of people, over 100 people, got sickened by one camper. The people who didn't get sick were those who had antibodies before they went to the camp. Also, a fishing vessel out of Seattle, nearly the entire fishing vessel came down with COVID, except the crew members and other passengers who had COVID antibodies going on board the vessel but didn't really know it. And so those antibodies make you a little bit bulletproof from getting COVID again and can allow you to go out and help others.
We had the judge's ruling just this afternoon on the outdoor dining ban, basically in as many words saying LA County made an arbitrary decision. They didn't come forward with the evidence that was needed to put this into place. But since we're under the state ban, there's no outdoor dining until the state stay-at-home order is lifted. But then he sees no problem that LA County, you know, can go forward with having the restaurants outside. You and I have talked about this before. Outdoor is always better than indoor, obviously. But I guess, would we have this data already if outdoor was a problem, or are you surprised that it hadn't been gathered if they were really going to do this kind of thing, that you would need to bring these studies forward and they didn't bring the evidence about transmission outdoors?
You know why they can't bring the evidence forward? Because there is no evidence. And that's what people know. The evidence for indoor dining is pretty weak as well, quite frankly. But outdoor dining, there's no evidence that outdoor dining is unsafe. We know that outdoors is the safest place to be. We know how important restaurants are to our economy and to our livelihood and enjoyment of living. And it is sort of nonsensical. It's prejudicial. People know that. And that's part of what the problem has been, is that we've told patients, we've told the community what they should do. It hasn't made sense to people. We've told them to leave. We told them to go back home. We told them to get home by 10 p.m. All these, you know, restrictions that make no sense. You can ski, but you can't skateboard. You can walk, but you can't bike ride. You can, you know, join people in this instance, but you can't in another. You can buy liquor, but not shoes. People know that this doesn't make sense, and we've lost their confidence, which is why we're seeing this spike, because most people have sort of given up. And they aren't being careful. And now we have to sort of rein it all in, unfortunately. But we should be a lot smarter about it by teaching people how to deal safely with this virus and some of the new tools that doctors are getting as well to keep people from dying. And we're keeping those death rates down. California is still one of the top in the nation in terms of deaths per million, better than 40 other states.
Dr. Michael Hertz there, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Again, Tuesdays and Fridays for us at 4:15, we do your coronavirus questions.